Well, you love the Lord tonight? Amen. It's good to be with you. And we give honor to Brother Kenneth Cruz. Glad for y'all's new season. I'm glad God sent you a pastor according to your heart. And I believe God has great things for this church. We pray for you often. I saw you in your lowest, and I see you tonight. I believe there's better things ahead for you. Yes, sir. This is the last night of 2024. So will you give it your best? I'm going to give it my best. Caitlin, if you want to head up this way, but we are very appreciative for the opportunity to fill in for Brother Kenneth in his absence. We pray that we can say something to help you. It's always good to be back here at Union Road, and we honestly do count you as family. So get in with Caitlin as she sings, and we'll see what the Lord will have for us tonight.
Glad to be home tonight. I was thinking about one of my favorite little side stories in the Christmas story. Is about Elizabeth, and the verse where it says it was the sixth month with her who was called barren. And I just love that, the story that's in that little verse about how she had a label, an identity of being barren, and whether that was given to her by her, you know, community, by her reputation, or medically, that was her label. But God, as Brother Hoffman would say, right? But it was the sixth month, but God blessed her. It changed because of him. And then the first verse of this song talks about Jairus' daughter and how the messenger had come. It doesn't say this part. I'm saying this part. The messenger had come and told him, don't bother Jesus. She's dead. That was how they were labeling her. That was her diagnosis. But God. And we know that he turned everything around, that he healed her. And whether you are facing something where you are spiritually barren, you don't feel like you can bear fruit, or whether you may have a lost loved one who seems so spiritually dead that you don't think there's any hope, I just want this song to bring you hope tonight. And if you've already seen him do it, then let's just worship him tonight.
Heard about a sick girl on the other side of town. I heard about her daddy, he's been asking around. Can anybody help her? Anybody please? Hope was gone with her final heartbeat. But then Jesus walked. He changed everything. When he's in the room, nothing's the same. It looked like the story had come to an end. Oh, but then, that's when Jesus walked in. A prisoner bound up in chains, carried the shackles of the choices I'd made. My heart was a room, a cell with no key. And I thought that I'd never be free. But then Jesus walked in, he changed everything. When he's in the room, nothing's the same. It looked like the story had come to an end. Oh, but then, that's when Jesus walked in. Oh, my Jesus walked in. A prisoner shackled with chains, to carry the burdens of the choices I made. My heart was a room, a cell with no key. And though I thought I could never go free. Yeah, but then Jesus walked in. change everything. When he's in the room, nothing's the same. It looked like the story had come to an end. Oh, but then that's when Jesus walked in, changed everything. When he's in the room, nothing's the same. It looked like the story had come to an end. Oh, but then that's when Jesus walked in, he changed everything. When he's in the room, nothing's the same. It looked like the story had come to an end. Oh, but then that's when Jesus walked in, my Jesus walked
in. Will that make you feel better when Jesus walks in? Hallelujah. Amen. I love that song. I've been there in the darkest hour, and guess what? Jesus walked in every time. He's never left us alone, and neither will he leave us. If you have your Bibles tonight, once again, thank you for the opportunity and the offering tonight. Psalms 47, we'll meet you there and see if the Lord will help us. I just pray that you'll give your best tonight and let God speak to you. I believe in worship. I believe in saying hallelujah when the preacher's preaching. I believe in saying amen. If you feel like standing up while I'm preaching, guess what? Do it. Makes me preach, Brother Rhodes Tyler. Hallelujah. Amen. But seriously, it's the last Sunday night of 2024. There'll never be another one. And that sounds cliche, but how much more is he worthy? Isn't he worthy? He's been good to Union Pentecostal Church. I'll tell you this before I get started. I was praying for you all before Brother Kenneth even called me and asked me. On Christmas Eve, I was praying for Union Road. And I was reading there in Psalm 65, where it talks about thou crownest thou year with thy goodness. And I started thinking about 33 years you had Brother Hurst here, and it was great. There was greatness here. And you went through one of the saddest times in the church's history. But I look at you tonight, and Brother Blue came, and he transitioned you here, and you didn't know what was going to happen, but God has crowned this church with goodness. I'm not lifting up the man. I honestly don't even know Brother Cruz. I've talked to him cordially here at Union Road. But I believe God has the best interests of his people. And I come to encourage you tonight. You've been crowned with goodness. Go forward and do great things for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 47. I pray you would help me preach tonight. Glory to God. Psalms 47. The Bible reads like this. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shouting to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is the great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us in the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, and the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. This will be our focus text tonight. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. You getting it yet? Hallelujah. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. For God reigneth over the heathen, and God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. And the princes of all the people are gathered together, even the people of God of Abraham. And even the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word tonight. It's hard to believe in a few short days we will be at the end of 2024, isn't it? They say the older you get, the faster time speeds up, Brother Brad. You said it this morning. And as a child, I doubted that. But tonight, I believe it. Hallelujah. Three kids, it don't slow down. I don't understand it, but there's no way possible for it to happen, but it happens. Listen to me. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. But what's the reason you ask, Brother Dylan? Well, I'll tell you. It's because of the busyness of life. It's because of the battles of life and the burdens of life. And just like that, we're upon a new year once again. New beginning, a new day. And you might be fretting it because of the trials that you're in tonight. And I want to preach to you here out of this text in Psalms 47 and give you a little context here. I didn't know this until I started studying it, but this is a psalm, Exalt the Lord Most High. It was a song of Korah. But this little psalm here was often recited during the Jewish New Year celebration, Rosh Hashanah. And I didn't know that until I started studying out after the Lord already laid this on my heart, Brother Michael. But Rosh in Hebrew means head. And Ha there is the definite article. And Shana means year. So thus, the meaning of Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year, the day of a new year. That is a time of reflection, a time of repentance, and a time of renewal for the Jewish people. But here today, it's the same for us. It's a new day. The most common practice in that event that we find, and we see it throughout Scripture, is the blowing of the shofar. Amen. And the custom here in the Jewish communities is that the shofar in those days of that two-day celebration will be blown 100 times. That psalm here, Psalms 47, is often read with the blowing of the shofar before it 7 times, Brother Tyler, with a shout, a voice of victory. It serves as a wake-up call and a call of remembrance to the greatness and the goodness of God. And beloved, can I tell you tonight that that's my goal this evening? It's to wake us up on the day, on the brink of a new day, on the brink of a new year. And I would like to preach on this thought. Go out with a shout. Hallelujah. Go out with a shout. The end of the year comes upon us with commotion and emotion. It seems as if the last 2 months are buried with busyness. It seems as if the beginning of the holiday season is here. You're happy. You blink and it's gone and it's over. And that's where we're at tonight. The Christmas blues, as Brother Heath preached this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I told the sound people today I didn't have a picture of a deflated Santa Claus. You beat me up on that one, Brother Heath. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But go out with a shout. You know, when you get to that Christmas blues, as he was talking about this morning, amen, you get to a lack of remembrance of the goodness of God. You come to a place of lack of praise. You come to a place where you're a lack of devotion. But on the last Sunday night of 2024, I've came to Union Road, amen, to preach to you that you have another opportunity to go out of this year with a shout. You go out of this year with a shout. Hallelujah. Amen. 3 things I want to leave you with tonight and I'll be done. The command of praise. We see it in our scripture. Sing praise. The condition of praise with understanding. And the commission of praise. He is greatly exalted. Amen. The command of praise. Verse 6. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. It's a command from the Genesis of Scripture to the Revelation. We see the command, sing praises. Can you say amen? And we see that even here in verse 6. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. I don't know about you, when that sounds repetitious, it seems a little urgent to me. And I think it's an urgent hour that we live in, that the church needs to sing praises to who? Obama? No. Joe Biden? No. Donald Trump? Good answer. I didn't know what you were going to say there. Amen. But it's to sing it to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Can I tell you that he is still on the throne and it's the church's duty. Amen. In the last dark hour is to sing praises on the brink of a new year. It's for the church to go out with a shout. Amen. You might be one that sits quiet. Amen. But I come to tell you tonight, ye must sing praises because he's worthy of them. Hallelujah. Amen. C.S. Lewis, the great author, the former atheist, he wrote this word. The world rings praises. The lovers praise their mistresses. The readers love their favorite poet. They praise their favorite writer. The walkers praise the countryside. The players praise their favorite game. The praise of weather, wines, dishes, actors, motors, horses, colleagues, countries, historical persons, children, flowers, mountains, rare stamps, rare beetles. I don't know why he put that in there, but he did. Even sometimes politicians or scholars. Ain't that the world we live in? It's all about man, and they have forgotten God. One man said, for God loved, sent his only begotten son, and the child said, the forgotten son. And that's what he is. He's a forgotten son in America. But the church is commanded to do what?
sing praise. Not to those things around us, but those things above us. Hallelujah. And as he was coming to know Christ, C.S. Lewis, he was met by a stumbling block by that command in the scripture to continually give praise unto God. And C.S. Lewis's background, he was very stoic, if you will, and he thought that was narcissistic, amen, to keep giving praise unto someone to build them up, because no one needs to be egotistical. Amen. But the closer that he got to God, Brother Keith, it was easier for him to praise God and enjoy his creator. It was easier for him to enjoy his savior and the redeemer. And he came to this conclusion, church: to enjoy something, you must glorify it. And he wasn't talking about man, but he was talking about God. Amen. C.S. Lewis, once a man that didn't believe in God, came to the conclusion that he must glorify God, amen, to enjoy him. And that's the message here to the church tonight. You must praise God to enjoy him. Can I tell you, if you don't praise him, he knows it. Amen. And it hurts his heart. But if you do praise him, you might be in the trial. But if you get down to your lowest depths and you feel like you can't sing a song of praise, you know what you can do? You can stand up, muster up enough strength just to say, thank you, Lord. Amen. To participate in a blessing, we must bless him and praise his name. Notice this in verse 1 in your text, the command. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands. The clapping of hands often draws attention to oneself. If you're like me in Hodgenville, Kentucky, people think I'm a loud clapper. They'll stand at the altar and I'm clapping, giving the Lord praise with my hands, and they'll look at me as if I'm loud. But it's a sign of inward joy. I'm not clapping, amen, to get on their nerves. I'm not clapping, amen, just to be on beat. I'm clapping in praise. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Can I tell you also, when we give a clap offering, we've already done it, as Brother Cruz said, give the Lord a clap offering of praise. It wasn't just out of habit, amen, but it was in praise to God. And the second that it comes a habit is the second where we're missing it. But it is a singing of praise. Amen. It's an action. Amen. We're giving God the best. And I come to tell you tonight, amen, we need to clap our hands when we can't voice our praise. We need to clap our hands in praise because it's our command to praise him. Now, who's this command to? The Bible says, all ye people. Not one of us here tonight, my friend, is excluded. Amen. Not one of us. But we are all admonished and commanded to praise him. The scripture admonishes there in Luke 19. Amen. If we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. I don't know about you going into this new year. I don't want no rock taking my praise. Amen. Because he's been too good to me. Can I tell you, no matter how many trials I went through in 24. Amen. I found the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Standing beside me. He's went before me. And he's went behind me. And I can tell you tonight, the goodness of God has been good to me. He deserves the highest praise. Amen. I don't sing praises to man, but I sing God. Amen. In the holiness of his hand, I've seen him move in my life. Amen. On May 29th this year, amen, Carolina gave her heart to the Lord. Can I tell you, that's a reason enough, amen, to top off the year. Amen. That I can go out with a shout. Amen. Because he's been good to me. Hallelujah. Amen. That note here, amen, that the psalmist is strumming, it's a strong and triumphant note. The psalmist didn't have in mind a sleepy song or a whimpered prayer, but he had a triumphant shout. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Amen. Most people are against enthusiastic emotionalism shouting. They think that there's a place for it, and there ain't a place for it. I'm not charismatic, but I believe in shouting. And you're thinking about dancing, running the aisles. I love it all. But I'm talking about a voice. Can I tell you, the church has lost its voice. And I come to you tonight. Amen. We must go out of 24. Amen. With a voice of triumph. A voice of praise. Amen. Can I tell you, when Brother Hurst stood behind this pulpit at the beginning of last year, whatever day it was. Amen. The voice of Union Road Pentecostal went away. Amen. But it's time for you in your new season to get your voice back and praise God. Can I tell you, the enemy would like to silence the voice of the church. Amen. Union Road. God ain't done with you. Amen. He has crowned you with goodness. And I come to tell you, hey, there's greater things ahead if you will praise him. Hallelujah. And sadly, most people think that loud explanation, I'm probably loud tonight, I'm sorry. But most people think that is unruly in the church. But I was driving down 75 last night, and I hit traffic, and I don't keep up a football, but I was coming up here last evening, and I saw, when I got to the Cincinnati skyline, I saw Warren's Far in the distance, and I knew what the traffic was from. I had an understanding while I was sitting still. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I got to the point there where Brother Zane and his family came up for the little party we had at John and Sharon's, and I knew they had a game, and I don't know if Zane knew it because they got up here a little earlier than we did, and I was just helping my brother-in-law out, Brother Aaron. And I started looking at my phone there. I looked up the Bengals there, and it said overtime. And I told Zane, you better stay here a while. And I wasn't there, but I can only imagine the shouts that were going on in that stadium. They were shouting to a man that was running the football, and I'm not here to preach against sports. Listen to me, I'm making a point. They were sitting there worshiping something that did them nothing. Amen. And there was many people that were there worshiping nothing. And we in the house of God have lost our voice. We come and sit dead on a Sunday night. I'm not getting on you. I'm trying to help you here. Listen to me. And we've lost our voice thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Why? Because you might have been in a trial this year. You might feel overwhelmed. You might be burdened with a burden tonight. But I come to tell you, amen, that he is the burden taker. And you can get your voice back tonight. You may feel overwhelmed in your trial. But I feel like telling you, amen, if you just get your voice back, that God will see you through it. And if you take time to sing praise to him, amen, he will lift you up and out with a shout. Hallelujah. Amen. If they can shout for a player, I promise you I can shout for my Savior. Glory to God. Amen. But I come to see tonight a church complete this command given to us. Praise him. Whether you're a singer, sing. If you're a shouter, shout. Young people, if you ain't run the aisles in the church a while, I'm not trying to pump you up or prime you up, but it's a good time, amen, at the end of the year to thank God that you're still saved, that you're still full of the Holy Ghost. You need to praise him with the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Secondly, the condition of praise. Verse 7. Hallelujah. Sing ye praises with understanding. Can I tell you, church, singing praise without understanding is worthless. Words without understanding hold no value, and they lack victory. Amen. To give a worthy Lord outstanding praise, we must have understanding. Can you say amen? Singing praises with understanding is valuable to the church and also victorious. Amen. When we sing praises, we will have victory. Paul alluded to this in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, where he admonishes us, he says, to pray with understanding. But he doesn't stop there. He says, sing with understanding. Do you understand what you sing about? Do you understand what you're praising about? Do you understand the goodness of God at the end of the year here? Do you understand why you're here on a Sunday night? It ain't here to come out of habit, but it's to sing the high praises of Jesus. It's to sing to the King. It's to sing to the Lord because of his goodness unto us. Amen. I feel like telling somebody tonight, you must understand your praise. Amen. How do you get that understanding, Brother Dylan? I'm glad you asked. First, we get that understanding from this blessed book. Amen. For the sake of time, I could take you through Scripture. We'd be here all night. But you have to get it for yourself. But just in our text, let me give you some understanding of who God is and why we sing praise to him, all right? Amen. Verse 2, look in your scripture with me. For the Lord Most High is terrible. There we see that he is to be revered. We also see in verse 2, he is a great king over all the earth. That talks of his majesty and his sovereignty. Go to verse 3 with me here tonight. And he shall subdue all the people under us and the nations under his feet. That talks to him as a powerful force and a conqueror. Hallelujah. Go to verse 4 with me. And he shall choose our inheritance for us in the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. And that shows that he's gracious, merciful, and he loves us. Hallelujah. Amen. His ways are past finding out, but I come to tell somebody tonight, if you don't understand him, you can find out who he is. Can somebody say amen? Not only do we get the understanding from this book, but we often get understanding from bitter battles. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, church, that praise often comes from pain. Psalms 42 with me tonight. My tears have been meat day and night while they continually saying to me, where is my God? Can I tell you, I've come tonight Your year might have been filled with tears. But God has seen your tears, and he's heard your tears. Verse 4, and when I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, and I've gone with the multitude. Where did they go? I went to them to the house of God. Notice this, with the voice of joy and the voice of praise, Brother Tyler. Hallelujah. For the help of his countenance. Can I tell you that word, for I shall yet praise him. I got ahead of myself. There's no place better to take your burdens than the house of God. You've came here tonight, and you're in a trial at the end of the year, and you might have those blues that Brother Heath was talking about this morning. But can I tell you tonight, God can take it away. Why? Because you're going to praise him. Amen. You might be in pain, but when you take away the pain and you put it up with praise, God can heal it. Can somebody say amen? But then we get to verse 5. Thou art cast down, O my soul. Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Hope out not in this world, but in God, because he will see you through. For I shall yet praise for the help of his countenance. That word yet is small but powerful. Can I tell you, when you can get a yet in the midst of your trial, amen, God will come through each and every time. Amen, if you can muster up enough strength to say, Lord, I praise you even though I don't feel like it. I praise you even though I can't see the future. I praise you even though I don't understand why I have to face death. I praise you even though I don't understand why I face cancer. I praise you in the good. I'm going to praise you. In the bad, I'm going to praise you. Can somebody say amen? Amen. When I start thinking about, amen, where you see me in the darkest valley, he was with me. In the mountaintop, he was with me. Amen. But I got to that point, amen, where I needed him the most. You know what I said? For I will yet praise him. He ain't failed me. He's only been good. And I come to encourage the church tonight. Amen. You must get past your pain into praise. Hallelujah. God tells us here in Hebrews 13:5, he would never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. But his word also says in verse 8, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know what that is? That's the answer to the blues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then James tells us that there's no variableness or shadow of turning. Can I tell you, amen, that he is the same God. And if he did it for your parishioner, he can do it for you. Amen. He's never failed the church. And he never left us because he has the best interest in mind for us here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. What that tells me, if he moved in the scripture, he will move in your story. Amen. And from that, you'll be able to give him glory. Because you've gained understanding. I hate to say it, but we often gain knowledge, Sister Heath, through our trials. You ever been through a test? Do you learn anything from it? Because half the time we get in a test, Sister Trisha, and it's because it was our fault that put ourselves in that test. But sometimes it's because of God. And he wants you to learn to depend upon him and have that knowledge that he's there with you. Say, what do you mean, Brother Dylan? Well, ask Job. He got to the point where his wife said, curse God and die. He said, you speak as a foolish child. And then his friends deemed that God had forsaken him. And he said, no, I know my Redeemer liveth. Job, through every trial that he faced, even for being forsaken by his friends, you know what? He learned knowledge that God lives. His Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. But then we could ask the three Hebrew boys there. They're sitting there facing a furnace of fire. Amen. And Nebuchadnezzar brings the best men to turn it up 7 times hotter. You know what those boys said? I know my God's able to deliver us. They had understanding. They weren't going to bow. And Nebuchadnezzar said, you're going to burn. But God said, no. I'll be there just in time. And you know what? When they came out without the smell of smoke. Amen. But they also came out praising, the Bible said. And that praise had value. It wasn't worthless because they had understanding that God was with them in the fire. And I come to tell you, you might be there tonight and you might be in the fire. But I come to tell you there's a fourth man walking with you. Amen. Just to give you understanding. Amen. That he ain't forgot about you. Amen. It might have been a year of trials. Amen. But I come to tell somebody it's time you go out with a shout, amen, and praise with understanding, because God's on your side. And I come to tell you, amen, it might feel like you've been defeated, but I feel like God walked in this room tonight to let you know that he ain't forgot about you. Your future's in his hands, and God is on your side. Hallelujah. Amen. That praise was valuable. Why? Because that king that once defied God now defined him as King of Kings. Come on, ask somebody. Even if I have to go through the trial, if I could get a test to turn into a testimony for somebody to get understanding of who God is, that's all right with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Has anybody ever heard that story of a little boy named Willie Myrick? I think it was in 2013, 2014 maybe. It was there in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was playing basketball on the street. And it was just him, I believe. And this car comes by and kidnaps him. And he takes him down the road. The boy, very radical. I wouldn't respond it this way, but he did. He had understanding, and I wouldn't have it. Come on now. And so this man kidnaps him, tries to put a mask on him. He rips it off. The man's driving. He's in the back seat. And this little boy, Willie, starts singing a song. He starts singing a song. Every praise is to my God. Every word of worship, one accord. He sang that, Brother Aaron, for 3 hours. But it finally got to the point that man had enough. Why? Because little Willie had understanding. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the back seat of a car, God's with me. Glory to God. I know that's humorous, but it's truthful. And you might be kidnapped in your spirit tonight, and you feel like the enemy is talking to you, Brother Cruz. Amen. You feel like you can't get the victory. Amen. Because you've been defeated. But I feel like telling somebody, you better come and sing praise tonight. Amen. And God will answer you, and God will hear you, and God will deliver you. Amen. It might be on the brink of a new year, and you can go out with a shout. Amen. Because God will receive your praise. Hallelujah. And I'm about to close. If the music wants to come, we talked about the command of praise, the condition of praise with understanding. And thirdly, I close, the commission of praise. He is greatly exalted. What is your goal with praise? Some people, they don't really praise. They talk about their pain and forget to praise sometimes. But my goal with praise is to lift him up. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:21 said that the king, shout of the king was among them. The shout of a king, was it a shout of defeat? No. It was a shout of victory. In the house of God tonight, can I tell you, we need a shout of victory. Victory in Jesus. Sister Rebecca already sung it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, there in Numbers, they were worshiping an earthly king. But tonight, we are worshiping a heavenly king, a king that's victorious, a king that's triumphant. Amen. I like what Isaiah said. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. He was sitting upon the throne high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. Amen. His victories were lined up behind him. He was victorious. And it stood the seraphims. Each of them had 6 wings. In twain, he covered his face. In twain, he covered his feet. In twain he did fly, and one cried unto the other, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The Lord is, the whole earth is full of his glory. And I come to tell you tonight, this house tonight is full of his glory. Amen. And we must praise him. Amen. We might be under it. Amen. But if we lift him up, he will lift you up. Amen. And I believe this year, you can go out with a shout. Amen. Can I tell you what Hebrews 3:3 says? That this man is worthy of more glory. And I don't know if you feel like that in your soul tonight, but the man I'm talking about is worthy of more glory. He seen me through the storm. He seen me through the trial. He seen me through the fire. He seen me through the waters. And I praise him. Why? Because he's worthy and he's been good to me. If you want to stand, I'm done. And I like to tell you like I like to do for this altar call. I don't want this to be an altar call where we just come and we sit by idly by, because it is the last service of the year. And how many would testify that God's been good to us? I'm going to read off a few things here. And when you feel good enough in your spirit, I want you just to step out and sing your praise. I can't say it for you, but But you can say it for yourself, because if I said it for you, it wouldn't be no good. But he wants to hear you sing praises. Amen. He wants to hear you sing the songs of Zion. He wants to hear you say glory. He wants to hear you say praise the Lord. He wants to hear you say hallelujah. Great is the King. Glory to his name. Amen. That's my King, and I'm going to sing. Hallelujah. He's Alpha and Omega. He's beginning and he's the end. He's the rose of Sharon. He's been the lily in my valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's infinite. He's limitless. He's been my deliverer. He's been my healer. He's faithful. He's my father. He's wonderful. He's powerful. He's my redeemer. He's my restorer. He's graceful. He's peaceful. He's been good to me. Amen. That's my King. And I'm going to sing. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the Son of Man. He's the Son of God. He's triumphant. He's terrible. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's the rock on which I stand. He's my refuge. He's my rescue. He's holy. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and he's worthy to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. And let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Union Road, go out with a shout. Praise him, church. Praise him.
Woo. Every prayer.